One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Very quickly, would you turn into the book of Revelation? The book of Revelation. Yesterday, we began to share along a certain line, but we haven't really gotten into it. So we had the introduction last night. I'm trying to introduce the subject of our priesthood as believers. So you might want to title it the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. And I want to emphasize certain areas. We already have some messages on this subject that we have taught over the years, and I hope that you will take advantage of the benefits of our recorded tapes and ask for the series on the priestly ministry of believers. We have several topics on that. I believe they will be beneficial to you. So I'm going to read again from Revelation chapter number 1, from verse number 4 into verse 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And I pointed out that we do have a detailed teaching on the seven spirits of God. You need those tapes. They'll help you. So make sure you call or order for those tapes. The title is The Seven Spirits of God. It's important for you to know what that is all about. From verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. I want you all to read verse 5. Hallelujah. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The problem of sin has been dealt with. Sin is no longer the problem of the Christian. It says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. He's not trying to wash us. He's already done it. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. I love the way Paul puts it. He says, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. Ye are justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Just wonderful. Wonderful. I look at this. unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
And hath made us kings. We talked about that yesterday. And I was asking, what does God think about us? When he looks at us, what's on his mind? What goes through his mind? What does God think about you? So when we pray, what does God think? Does he think, all right, okay, there's a lot of requests today and I've got so much to answer. Is that the way God thinks? Is he concerned about our praying? Yes, he is concerned about our praying. The problem is, he's concerned that we are praying the wrong way. He said he had made us kings. He had made us kings. So all this kind of begging prayers are not acceptable with God. And I told you, one of the first things that must be changed in your mentality is that kings, see, you have to understand that kings don't beg. They don't beg men. They don't beg God. They don't beg demons. They don't beg circumstances. Kings don't beg. God doesn't want us begging. He doesn't want us begging him for a job, begging him for money, begging him for a wife, begging him for a husband, begging him for a child, begging him for health, begging him to be saved, begging him for the Holy Ghost, begging him for the anointing. He doesn't want us begging. Kings don't beg. Say that with me. Kings don't beg. The Bible says he hath made us kings. He's not about to do it. He's already done it. He hath made us kings. Who are you? Are you sure? What should your prayer be like then? And thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. For where the word of a king is, there is power. There's power. But you have to be trained. You have to be raised. And we read that yesterday. He said in Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 1, he said the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant. Though he be Lord of all, though he's a king in the making, as long as he's a child, he will live the life of a servant. He didn't say when he is a child, but as long as he is a child, it's up to him. He can be a child for 40 years. He will live the life of a servant. And do you know that many, many Christians all over the world are living the life of servants because they have been children so long. They've been babies so long. They've never been taught the word of God. They are satisfied to be a member of a church just to feel good. They like to be in a church to be associated with certain people just to be happy. How sad it is to miss God's plan for your life just to be in a place. You ask some people sometimes, what do you enjoy in the service? He says, the songs. What about you? Well, the drama. What about you? Well, I just like the place. It's cool. What about you? Oh, I have a lot of friends in that church. I enjoy going there. Socializing. Wanting to be identified with certain people. And so they have never been taught the word of God. And you can't blame them, because sometimes most of the ministers themselves have never been taught. And they too are not to blame, because they have never been taught. See, they've never been taught. So they don't know. They don't even know they have to be taught. So on Sunday, they get a sermon ready. No, it's not enough. The Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. through knowledge, and I always like to put it in the positive light, through knowledge shall the just be delivered into his inheritance. Hallelujah. You know why? Because Moses said, the Lord your God brought you out that he might bring you in. So, and Paul said, Jesus said to him in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, you know, remember his vision when he saw the light from heaven. Jesus spoke to him concerning the Gentiles. He said to deliver them from the hands of Satan unto God. But Moses brought them out of Egypt. It was Joshua that took them in. Come on. So there are certain people who are called to deliver others. But there are some that are called to take them into their inheritance. And that's my calling, brother. Hallelujah. So I'm not into the deliverance ministry. Woo, glory. So I don't need to know all the names of several demons. No. I belong in another group. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in the land of our inheritance. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay, come on here now. Revelation. He said, and hath made us kings and priests. He hath made us kings. So we are kings. And we have to develop the mentality of kings. I told you yesterday, learn to dress right. Kings ought to dress right. Doesn't matter. See, you don't have to be expensive to dress right. Come on. You don't have to be expensive to dress right. If you put a shirt on, be sure that you press it. In other words, iron it. Make sure it's smooth. Then, if it's the kind to be tucked in, tuck it in. Keep your collar straight. Look like a king. Are you still there? Don't look like a pauper. Don't look like a beggar. Clean your shoes. Now some of you, if the dogs saw your shoes, they'll bark. Because you don't clean them. You don't clean them. And you're wondering why you take your shoes off and everywhere is smelling. Have you ever been with such folks? When they sit with you and just take off the shoes because they've been sweating. Keep the shoes dry. Keep your feet dry. How? Keep yourself clean. Are you still there? Yes. Because you're a king. It's important. You're a king. Smell nice. Have your bath. Be fresh. Some people don't bath for 3 days. You say, why don't you have your bath every day? Well, I'm not dirty. No, if you live in the tropics like we do, this part of Africa, you got to have your bath every day. And if you're a lady, at least twice a day. You don't want me to tell you why in this meeting. You don't want me to say anything more. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 234-812-851-9834, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.